Just the way they play this is their guys up front. They're a lot faster. You know, they play well together. I think their safeties are a lot better as far as just they can play as safeties and as backers. I think with Chancellor, he could kind of play that safety and he'd come down and play as a backer. So I think as a group, though, I mean, they move well together. They're a fast group. So they can be real disruptive at times. And Dallas, I think just, how can I say it? Dallas played a little bit more man. I think Seattle switched up a little bit. It's hard to really compare them. I think Seattle's a better defense for sure, but maybe I think Seattle probably plays better against the run together than Dallas.
You had a season high 159 yards rushing against them last time. Mm-hmm. Do you expect it to be that easy, or do you think they're going to try to overcompensate for that?
I think they'll look at the Seattle tape and try to do different things like they did. And also, I feel like they're going to come in this game, you know, trying to stop the run. The last time we played them, it got bad, you know, and I'm sure they're not happy about it and they want to kind of make that statement, you know. So we look forward to them coming in here and fighting hard. It'll be a tough game. I don't think it'll be nothing like last game, that type of blowout.
Do you think that strategy works when teams look at what the team did the week before and try to mirror it in any way?
Yeah, well, I'm used to that. I mean, if any team has success against the run or stopping me, the next week we'll see some type of fronts like that. The hard part is just having the personnel. I think Seattle has the personnel. They can get away with it. Just the back end, secondary with the guys up front, they can get away with a lot of different things that other teams can't. You know, so that's the hard part of trying to, copy what teams, you know, do that has success.
Face a team the second time.
Who is that?
Back here.
Oh, all right.
When you face a team in a short amount of time, it's hard to find any kind of new wrinkle to go up against them because you pretty much know what you guys have done having played in the same division. Is it hard to come up with something new?
You want to just go with what works. From watching tape, from playing against them, you know the personnel. And it's so fresh. I mean, it was, what, a couple weeks ago? So everything is so fresh. And the same matchups is so fresh and new. So this is hard to really try to find, you know, different things to do. I mean, you just want to go with what works. And that's what we know from just the last game we played them.
Hey, LeSean, how are you holding up emotionally, mentally, compared to the end of last week?
I feel better with some time to just think and be with my family. It's tough, you know, but I got to find a way to get past it. My teammates and friends have been real supportive, so it helps out.
Even those circumstances.
How much do you think that impacted you last week?
Yeah, that game's over with. You know, I didn't play well. There's no excuses of why I just didn't play well. But this week I'm a lot more into it, more focused. My preparation has been excellent. You know, so I really don't want to compare to how I felt or my preparation from this week to last week. You know, I'm trying to get past that. 'Cause I know my cousin would like to see me, you know, move on to how I am as a player, as a person. The smiling, go-lucky, happy teammate that I always been and who I am now. So I just got to move on. I'm sure a big game will make him happy.
I think being on the field is actually almost good therapy. It's a good way to move forward and be with your teammates and get back to football.
Yes and no. Just right away, the last thing you're thinking about is ball. You know, but then the people that work here, that work with, we have the same type of goals, been through the same type of things, and it makes it a lot easier to deal with different things. So it's a yes and a no. I answer it honestly.
Okay.